fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the second hour of the John Moore Show on this, a Friday, the 13th day of December in the year of our Lord, 2019. Last hour was incredibly interesting with Tom Berryhill. We're getting ready to have another great hour. We're going to be talking to Dr. Lynn Wilbert. Good morning, Doc.
Greetings, Tim Spencer. The honor and the pleasure to be here.
Say again, Doc. I didn't copy.
It's a pleasure to be here. Am I coming in pretty clear?
Yes, you are. Yes. It was okay. My end. I'm on Skype. And sometimes there's a little break. So it's me. It's not you, Doc. So I don't know what you've been covering with John for the past few weeks. I don't know where you want to go. I'm here to facilitate. So take it away, Doc.
Well, one of the things that I'd love to talk about this time of year is, from a statistical standpoint, and it's pretty much the same for a number of years. I don't know how far back it goes, but the number one reason why people die in this country is from heart attack. Still.
Right.
Heart attack is totally preventable. Even with the congenital condition, in order for you to have the conditions that you, quote-unquote, inherited from your ancestors, you still would have to create the environment in order for that particular condition to exist. So you would have to do and live the same way that your ancestors did to get the same thing. So it's inherited, then it's questionable. However, we're rounding out a decade. This is the last month of the decade. We're getting ready to go into a new decade. Remember when we were going from 1999 to 2000 and everybody just didn't know what to do? And it turned out it wasn't that big a deal. But we perceived it as so. Well, that's what happens the week between Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. That week is the number one time period where people die from heart attacks.
Right.
When I observe that, I'm going, well, why is that? I'm the why guy. I'm always wanting to know why. Why is it that when I turn this light switch on, the light comes on? If I turn it off, it goes off every time. Why does that happen? I think it sparked my early interest in electricity.
Right.
So why is it that we accumulate so much stress during this time period when the opposite is actually true? The opposite is true. This is a time period where people are going, let's be thankful. Or what day are you not thankful? Why do you need one day to specifically focus on thankfulness? How about we extend that to 365 1/4 days a year?
You know, Doc, I want to inject something here, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm. No.
You know, I noticed it's not only one day a year to be grateful. People choose 1 or 2 days a year, like Thanksgiving or Christmas, to be charitable. I worked for a nonprofit, and that was one of their big things, was give everybody a free meal on Thanksgiving or Christmas. My constant question was, what about the other 364 days a year?
Exactly.
I made some enemies by saying that.
Oh. Well, what happens is the majority of the masses, are at least in the celebratory mindset around this time of the year. But then look at the flip side. It's the accumulation of stress. See, stress is neither good nor bad.
Right.
Stress is neither good nor bad. Stress is necessary in order for you to continue to live. I use the example, if I took a strapping young 21-year-old lad and put him in an observatory situation in a hospital room and had him lay down for 30 days, you don't have to get up to use the bathroom, to eat, to personal hygiene, all of that's taken care of for you. But you can't get up out of the bed. You have to be in a recumbent position for 30 days. At the end of the 30 days, this lad will have to take another 30 days, if not 60 days, to learn how to walk.
Right.
And so walking and movement is tied into emotions. There's a part of the brain called the limbic system, not the limbo system, the limbic system, where all of your thoughts and feelings and emotions and attitudes and beliefs about everything that you've ever had in life, and it accumulates over the moments that you've lived up to the time when you're still living. It's all the same moment. It's not a linear time period with your healing system or your subconscious. Your subconscious does not know linear time. It's only vertical time. So you may not know that this picture screen, this giant OmniMax Dolby surround sound picture screen, is playing in the background an experience that you wish you had skipped over. And you don't know that it's playing until you become aware. Here's a perfect example. You're driving down the street and sun shining and, you know, beautiful scenery, and your mind just drifts off a little bit. You're not really paying attention to the speedometer. And all of a sudden, whoop, 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 whoop. Oh, no. Oh, no. And then your heart changes rhythm. You may even have a bit of anxiety because now you're anticipating the conversation with the friendly police officer. And you know all of your registration and all that stuff is in the glove box. And so you pull over and he goes right by you. He's chasing someone else.
Right.
Well, it's too late. You perceived that you were going to have a friendly conversation with the officer, and you went into fight or flight emergency mode over something that didn't happen. something that you imagined was going to happen. So your subconscious looks at things that you imagine. It looks at things that you think about. And it also considers reality, your perception of reality. So what is reality? Reality is merely an interpretation of one's environment by way of five senses. And so if your interpretation is a bit distorted, then so will be your reality. And again, another example.
Hey, Doc. Doc.
Yes.
Let me interrupt you for just a second. If this is who I think it is, it's my co-host for tomorrow's show, Rick in Missouri online. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Tim. Good morning, Doc. How are you doing?
Fabulous. Yourself?
Oh, well, yeah, fine. I don't normally tell medical stories about myself unless it pertains to someone else. So I will tell you, I'm going to diverge from the program for just 1 second, and then I have something to say about your brain and electricity. My brain and electricity. Hey, Tim, you remember those pictures I sent you of the door we were stripping last Wednesday, a couple days ago?
Yes. Yeah. Looks like you did a beautiful job. What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I want the money. So I wasn't wearing safety glasses. We use aircraft stripper because it's the most powerful thing we can find, and time is money. Ran the stripper brush across the doorknob open hole, and it flipped stripper in my eye.
Mm.
And I dropped the brush and did a backflip. Crawled across the floor as fast as I... Oh, man. I'll tell you what, you can't get either eye open when you're in that sort of pain, which brings me to another point. Pepper spray is a waste of time. If you want to get rid of somebody, spray that on them. Tried to get the water going, but it was one of those thermal deals, and I was wearing nitrile gloves, so that wouldn't work. Real quick, as fast as I could, reach for my handkerchief, and I did it with such force I tore the back of my pants out. So now there's this guy in the john, stumbling around, drooling on his shoes, blind, with his butt hanging out. So how am I doing? Oh, I'm fabulous. I'm going to go get another. Yeah, my left eye still
hurts. Rick, I'm sorry. I know it hurt, but that was funny.
Oh, man, you talk. And, yeah, and, you know, you got that breeze at your back the rest of the day to remind you that you should have had safety glasses on. You know the old saying, may the wind at your back always be your own. And for me, it was not. Hey, you know, I've been promising for a few days, for a few weeks, to talk about meditation. I never seem to get to that, which it kind of reminds me a little of today's show. And we're going to talk about that tomorrow. But in the meantime, I was going to give everybody a little bit of homework here. There is a fascinating YouTube out there. And, Doc, I'm not taking over your show. I'll be done in 1 minute. Fascinating YouTube out there called... Change Your Brain's Default. And it's about meditation, but it's also, the story opens with a gal named Sally Addy, who was a journalist, but she was going to go into the combat thing. I guess she was going to be a combat journalist, which I frankly don't understand. So they put her through a sniper assault training course where she panicked because of the number of enemy coming, kept jamming a rifle, and et cetera. Soon after that, they actually got in a live firefight where she calmly got down on her stomach and started shooting assailants one after the other. These were armed men, black masks, I assume that means Muslim, with explosives and rifles. She killed all 20 of them. There were 20, and she killed them all. And when she got up, she asked everybody, how many did I get? And they said, you got everybody. And she thought that the firefight lasted a few seconds, but it lasted 20 minutes. And she went into a mental condition called flow, which you'll see when surgeons can do it, or bobsled racers can do it, where everything slows to a standstill, and you seem to have an advantage. They fitted her with a helmet that has an electronic signal flowing through it, and it's a stimulator. It's wiring in the helmet that mimics a meditative state. So she was able to give her complete, undivided attention to the fight and was madly successful. And they did that with a mild electrical current stimulating her brain to mimic meditation. Sorry to take up so much of your time, but you were talking about your fascination with electricity. I'm thinking about going 220 or 221, whatever it takes. What do you think about this?
The electrical stimulation part, Rick?
The function of it all, or meditation. I don't care which.
Oh, okay. What you think, Doc?
That's quite fascinating.
Yeah, well, you can look up that video. I bet you'll get a kick out of that. It's only 14 minutes. It's only 14 minutes. Doesn't take much time.
Again, the part of your brain that you are affecting when you quiet your conscious mind is the subconscious. There's conscious and there's subconscious. So if she were to perceive her environment as a threat, which it was, if somebody's trying to kill you, that's a threat to your life. That is a sympathetic response. And so either you had to be trained in some sort of Zen meditation, or in this case, it was the meditative state was provided by, and I haven't seen the YouTube video, I'm just going on what you just said. The meditative state was stimulated with this device that created a frequency that allowed the brain to go into a meditative, calm, laser-focused state where time doesn't exist. You mentioned flow. She was in the flow.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing is, if you don't put your time in, you can't pick it out the air. She had to have training. She had to have simulated something along those lines in order for her to go from what she learned in training to implementation under fire, and literally under fire in autopilot. And so when we go into a meditative state, and I've been doing a lot of research on yoga. I find yoga to be fascinating. And one of the definitions in yoga, it says yoga is stretching your body, breathing, focusing on positive things. It's concentrated, focused effort of focusing on conscious focus on positive things. And here's the kicker, relaxation and meditation. Why isn't everyone doing yoga? Because it's been marketed as something different than what it is. Yoga has been practiced for centuries.
People want to take and connect that to a religion, but it is not a religion any more than push-ups or is a religion. Yes. It's not. It's push-ups for your brain. But it's not a religion. You can be any religion and do this.
Exactly. Oh, and since you mentioned this, I have a YouTube channel, which we'll talk about in just a minute.
Yeah, since we get back, Doc, 1-800-313-9443. Give us a call, folks.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink. for a gentle taste great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life-Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea, and YouTube, Health Matters Now, that's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. This is sitting in for John Moore on Friday, the 13th day of December, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Right now, we're talking with Dr. Lynn Wilbert and Rick Schmidt. That is, if Rick's still there. Are you still there, Rick? No?
Yeah,
guess
yeah,
Rick dropped.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Rick is here.
How do you
All
do?
All right. Gentlemen, go ahead. And don't worry, Dr. Wilbert, we'll get in your website and YouTube channel and all that here in a minute.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to let Doc finish his response there. That's all.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Since you're mentioning YouTube, there's a commercial that was filmed in several different scenarios with Ella Fitzgerald. Ella Fitzgerald is a jazz singer that can do amazing things with her voice. She can hit an octave on the sound scale, and that octave would be so high that the molecules that are clinging together, known as glass in a goblet, they shatter. So here Ella Fitzgerald's in a sound booth, and she's doing this amazing voice gymnastics called scatting. And she hits this note just way up there. And the goblet, because it obeys the laws of physics, it doesn't think, it doesn't have a choice, the goblet say, hey, we can't hang out with octaves this high. We have to disband. And the goblet breaks. Now,
They remove the broken glass, bring in another goblet. Does the goblet think? No, it merely responds to universal law. And so the goblet did not know that there's a recording device in the sound booth, and so they hit rewind, play. And when they hit play, it was a recording of Ella's live voice. And as soon as they hit that octave where glass molecules cannot no longer bind together, that goblet did the same thing. Did it know that it was a recording? So here's the tagline. It was Memorex. Is it live or is it Memorex?
I remember the goblet, that.
Yes, the goblet did not know that it was a recording of Ella's voice. However, it responded to the law. And if it had been done 1,000 times, the goblet would have broken 1,000 times. That's universal law. That's physics. Resistance to the law is futile. It's futile. You will exhaust the physical body resisting the laws of creation. And so, with that being said, the part of your system, your subconscious, that knows how many red blood cells you've got right now. There's only a 120-day cycle of red blood cells. That means you have to recycle the ones that are at the 120-day cycle. You have to have some in the hamper and in the incubator. You have to have some incubating in the spleen, and the liver's got to keep. Who's keeping track of that? Your subconscious. Your subconscious knows your calcium level, your blood sugar level, your blood pressure, your subconscious knows everything that's going on in your body, and its only response is to respond perfectly. Listen carefully to that statement. It responds perfectly to your perception of the environment. And so here we have five people that saw an accident, and you have five different stories because the perception was different. Just because there's a perception of anger from another person external to you, it does not mean that you have to respond in kind with anger. There's a doctor, he's an Englishman over in the UK. His name is Dr. Alan Watkins, W-A-T-K-I-N-S. He's on YouTube as well. And renowned, he teaches CEOs across the world how to be brilliant every day. Now, I wouldn't want to be a CEO of a large corporation, but we are all CEOs of ourselves. So we look at ourselves as CEOs, chief executive officers. What do we do on a daily, moment-to-moment basis? Do we relive experiences that we wish we had skipped over? I mean, that experience that just took your heart out, threw it on the ground, stomped on it, pummeled it, gave it back to you in that bruised condition, and you perceived that your heart was hurt. Well, first of all, everything I say is true because I've researched it. Secondarily, doesn't matter whether you believe it's true or not, just do some more research. The heart cannot be hurt. And since beliefs drive behavior, if you believe in disease, you will have one. If you believe you are sick, you will be sick. Beliefs drive behavior. I do not believe in the concept of disease. Disease implies that the body can do something wrong. Impossible. Remember those old typewriters with the arm, you hit a key and the arm comes up, and if it was a T, it'd be a T on the paper? Well, you can't
get that.
Better
break. Well, I got to go. How about? All right. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. 1-800-313-9443. Give us a call.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper?
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back, ladies. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Moore. This is Friday, the 13th day of December in the year of our Lord, 2019. Here's what the news is calling breaking news. It's no big surprise. Judiciary Committee Democrats approved two articles of impeachment against Donald Trump in just 7 minutes, setting up historic vote of the full House on Wednesday and a Senate trial in January. And the charade and farce continues. Okay, folks, I want to take this a moment to invite you to listen to the Rural Survival Show tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central right here on RBN. If you're not familiar with the show, give us a listen. We talk about everything from politics to gardens to religion to canning. We talk about it all. So we'll have you tune in. Okay, Doc, where do we want to go from here?
All righty, Tim. There's a number of different directions, but let me stay on this vein of is it live or is it Memorex? Because our perceptions of our environment, which is external, our perception of the environment is going to determine the chemical balance of our internal environment. And the response is going to be perfect.
response is going to be perfect. The body cannot do anything wrong. We've been duped into believing it could do something wrong. But the only thing the body is a perfect messenger of the activity that's going on inside of the other three areas, your electromagnetic, your human electromagnetic energy field, your conscious mind, which is what you think with, and then your subconscious mind, which is more active when you're sleeping and healing and rejuvenating and repairing and revitalizing. Your subconscious goes to work when your conscious mind is silent. And that's kind of what meditation gets you to. Your conscious mind is focused on positivity. You're focusing on breath, which is really very important, because if you stop breathing too long, you'll stop living. So oxygen is really very important. And in this day and age, right this moment, oxygen, the amount of oxygen that's in the air is down somewhere around 23%. That means there's 23% less oxygen available for you to inhale than it was 30 years ago. And there's no one on the planet that needs less oxygen. We need more oxygen.
True.
And so here we are. We have a perception, and you mentioned as we came back from break, what's going on in politics. Well, from where we sit, there's nothing we can do about what's going on in Washington. And so why would we have those thoughts and emotions that are less than positive, as opposed to, you know what? This will all come out in the wash, whatever they're spending their time doing. I just hope it's for the best for the country. And then you go about your business. But it doesn't do you any good to get emotionally upset about whatever's going on in Washington. If we as human beings knew the destructive devastation, the destructive, tornadic devastation that allowing ourselves to become upset, because nobody makes you upset, you allow, you perceive, and you choose, you judge and you choose to be upset. If you knew the devastation that's caused inside your body from emotionally upset, you spend the rest of your life learning how not to be emotionally upset ever again. That's how devastating it is. And we take upset for granted. Well, here's why it's not. Humans were not designed to handle the acid chemical residue from emotional upsetness, from less than positive feeling. Nature cannot choose to be upset. It's going to snow this weekend or early next week. The trees are not going to be complaining. If you look closely at the trees, they're already preparing for spring. They have little buds that's coming out getting ready for spring, because they know what time it is. In 3 months, we'll be back on the job again. And 3 months ago, it was Labor Day. That's how fast the time is going to go by. And it will, because I can't believe it's the end of the year already. So is it Lies or is it Memorex? Your subconscious cannot tell the difference between what is perceived and what is real. Now, here's the kicker. Back to Alan Watkins. He's on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and Google Alan, A-L-A-N, Watkins, W-A-T. K-I-N-S. And again, he teaches coherence. Coherence is when your emotional state and your physiological state is calm and coherent. If there's discoherence, there's dissonance, which is the opposite of resonance, like resonating, you're in the same vibe, so you're resonating together. Well, dissonance is the opposite of that. And since I know a little bit about electricity, I also use terms like impedance and resistance. See, if the signal that goes from your brain to your big toe was impeded, then that nerve signal, that electrical signal, would be either delayed or detoured, or in some cases it doesn't get there at all. That's called paralysis. Delayed is a restricted range of motion in a limb somewhere. Oh, really? Why is that? Because the signal is distorted.
Doc, let me interrupt you just a second.
Sure.
We've got a caller for you. We've got Mark in Virginia on line 3. Good morning, Mark, again.
Yes, I called in earlier about the radio, and the reason why I'm calling, and I was off here and I didn't hear the whole thing, and I know who Alan Watt is. I've seen him probably like 10 years ago on YouTube. He's got the big bushy beard. But, Doc, the reason
That wasn't him. He doesn't have a beard.
Well, maybe he shaved it off. I'm pretty sure, yeah. He's got blue eyes. I think it's dark hair. But anyway, the reason why I called, you mentioned that there's 23% less oxygen in the atmosphere, and
correct.
I wanted to ask where you got that figure from, and I understand you're a smart guy. Trust me, I believe you. On a lot of stuff you talked about. The reason why I'm asking is I remember back in biology, before a lot of this political correct junk science was going around a long time ago, or that recently started, that the atmosphere has to maintain like 21 or maybe 22 or maybe 23, that might be that number, 23% oxygen in the atmosphere. And if there was any more oxygen in the atmosphere, then you could light a match and the whole atmosphere would burn up and destroy itself. So there's always a balance. So what I'm getting at is when everybody's like, oh, we need less CO2, it doesn't matter. It's always going to balance out. We don't need less CO2 because they just want to, you know, that's what plants, you know, exhale and then they, you know, or they inhale that to take out the oxygen. So there always is an exact percentage of hydrogen versus oxygen versus nitrogen versus all the other gases. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering if that 23% was kind of like if that number was thrown out there and maybe you read it correctly, but the person that published it was wrong. And I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
I think the number is accurate because it's getting less and less and less. It was more than 23%. I thought it was closer to 20 or 21. I don't remember the exact source, but we have what's called the information highway, the internet. And I guarantee you can find it if you Google it. Now, again, you can't believe everything you read on the internet, but I happen to know that there's less rainforest on the planet than it was 20 years ago. And with depletion of the rainforest, and incidentally, that's not popping up in the news anymore. You think they're doing less rainforest depletion? No, they're not. No, they're not. So that means there's more of it going on. There's more holes being poked in the ozone. And so there's less oxygen available for us across the globe. Forest fires all over the place. There are environmental factors that affect the quality of the air we breathe. If I had to live in L.A., I wouldn't. That's how bad the air is there. And so back to Alan Watkins. And again, Mark, he may have had a beard. I've just known about him for about 4 years. But he wrote a book called Coherence. Have you ever heard anyone say, I was so upset I couldn't think straight? Well, that statement is true. Once you become just a little upset, there's no such thing as a little upset. You sit on the side of the pool and you stick your big toe in. Oh, I just got a little wet. Well, every cell knew that toe was wet. So you didn't get a little wet. You either all in or all out. And so when you get a little upset, there's no such thing. Humans were not supposed to get emotionally upset. Trees cannot dictate what they think about. Creatures cannot dictate what they think about. They respond innately. I watched the movie The Penguins some time ago, and the female walks 70 miles in the tundra to get food for the husband and the little penguin that's being born. And then she turns around and walks 70 miles back in the coldest place on the planet in order to feed both of them. And then they do it again. You think they have a choice to move to Florida? No. No, they've been doing it for centuries. So we as creatures, we're the only creatures that can co-create our environment. There's an external environment and an internal environment, and we are creators of that. Man can live on the moon, can live in space stations, can live in trees, can live underwater, can live in a rock mass. You will never see a badger with his nest in a tree. Badgers don't live in trees. They can't because they're not designed to do so. But we can create our own environment. And so and under the context of coherence, I was so upset I couldn't see straight. Oh, I was so mad I couldn't even eat. Well, that's true. Upsetness is running from the bear, and calm, meditative state is just the opposite. And so he's elaborating a little bit, and he says to the audience, he says, who here is good at math? And the guy raises his hand. Okay, you're good at math. Well, come on up. Calls the guy up, and he hooks up this heart rate variability machine that can determine how functionally capable your heart is. And it was pretty steady state. It wasn't jumping all over the place. It was just pretty steady. He's calm. Nothing's affecting him. He says, okay, you're good at math. I want you to count backward from 100. No problem. I want you to count backward from 100 by threes. Oh, piece of cake. I can handle that too. 100, 97, 94. And Dr. Watson started interjecting random numbers. 24. And you saw his heart rate variability, had it on a big screen so everybody could see it. It went out of bounds. I thought you were good.
Wow.
Oh, I was just, no, it's showing us that you were out of control. And as soon as that happens, there's a disconnect, a degree of disconnect in the signal that goes from brain to body and body to brain. In fact, it's more important that the message coming from the body to the brain is correct. That's called sensory. The brain takes that sensory information, interprets it, and then sends a message back to the body that's the motor message. And so if the body is sending a message to the brain that's incorrect or out of time, you're sitting there holding hands, your shoulders and ears are holding hands as if you're bench pressing and you're sitting in front of your computer. Well, that's a timing problem. That's a timing problem. Elevated blood pressure is a timing problem. We got up and ran around the block three times, came back, sat down, checked blood pressure. Everyone's would be elevated. Most would recalibrate back to normal within some minutes. But if you don't recalibrate back to normal, that means you're still running in your mind. Is there any difference in your physiology? No. Is it Lyme or is it Memorex? No. The number one bear, oh, yes, it is. It's Lyme or Memorex. There's no difference. The number one bear that chases humans, the number one bear is emotional upsetness of any kind about anything. That is the number one bear in a human being's life. Now, we have systems designed to handle the acid of living. I'm just going to get into that just a little bit. All of our physiological functions produce acid. Like when we exhale, that's acid, that's CO2. Our urine is acid, bowel acid. Acid is eliminated from the body by buffering systems or neutralizing systems because too much acid in heart cells equal heart attack. Too much acid in a muscle cell is inflammation, myositis. Too much acid in the colon is inflammation in the colon. It's called colitis. And so wherever there's inflammation, there's an itis, arthritis, conjunctivitis, cholecystitis, inflamed gallbladder. And so every cell in the body can handle the acid of living, except the acid of thinking is sometimes 24/7, and you overwhelm the normal healing systems. And at some point in time, you all of a sudden stop making blood pressure regulating drugs. Why? Because you've been running from the bear. You can't make healing drugs and run at the same time. Watch marathoners when they're running, they're 26.2 miles. They're not eating. They're replacing fluids. You can't eat and run. In fact, if you sit down at a meal, whether you're with someone or by yourself, and a thought crosses your mind that doesn't make you feel good about anything at any time, because remember, the moment you were conceived is the same moment as now, and it's the same moment when you expire, and your subconscious can't tell the difference. So it's an accumulation of moments. It's an accumulation of moments. So you accumulate this highly concentrated acid from stinking thinking. It would be like the movie that came out a decade or so ago, Super Size Me, where you conduct an experiment and one eat McDonald's food, almost died during the experiment. Yeah, it was true. It was true.
All right, we got a break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes, and then we're going to talk to John in Tennessee on line 3, and we don't have the time for any more callers. Be right back, folks.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check, but there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Sitting in for John Moore on 13 December 2019. We have a caller, Doc. We're going to talk to John, I believe it was. It's way up my screen. Yeah, John in Tennessee on line 3. Good morning, John.
Well, we're getting short on time, so I'll just make a couple quick comments and then listen to your response on the phone.
Okay.
First of all, Doctor, and please don't take this as criticism, because I really don't mean it that way. But we all have things that we do that
I don't take it that way, John.
Okay, let me get this in because it's pretty important. We all do things that inadvertently hurt other people or cause pain. And as a result, we think of ourselves or our actions, if we got an empathetic personality or any kind of empathy, we have regret. So that's going to happen. Now, for someone not to have any empathy would be, I think, abnormal. The other point I wanted to make, you made a comment that I have to address, where you said man can create his own environment. Well, I will agree that we can manipulate the environment to accommodate us, but we cannot, have not, and never will create anything, because what we're using to create our environment or to create our existence or to create our food are all things that have been there before we had any say, anything to do with it. The Creator created the things that we're manipulating to provide what we want or need. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay, so we can't create our environment. And when it comes down to it...
John, who created your living room? Who put the furniture in your living room and created the environment in your living room? You did. That was my point. Yes, those things existed, but you put them together.
I'm manipulating my environment to give me a place to live. I can't, doctor, I really cannot live in a tree. At some point, I must come down. I can't live underwater.
Exactly.
So what you're saying to me appears like some kind of a New Age Buddhism mixed with some kind of Hinduism mixed with some kind of meditation or Kundalini or something like that. Have you ever practiced Kundalini?
That's your perception, John. I appreciate and acknowledge your perception, but nothing I speak about has anything to do with those things that you just mentioned. I'm a scientist.
Well, it's self-aggrandizement to me.
Well,
I'm
that's
a scientist
your perception.
Too.
That's your perception.
You are entitled to your perception.
The point I wanted to make, it doesn't matter what your perception is of the reality, is that it is interpreted by your five senses and your five
senses. Reality is reality, right?
We're out of time. We're out of time.
All right, exactly.
Thank you for your call.
Is it live or is it memorized?
Doc, thank you for being on.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you too.
All right, guys, that's it for today. John will be back Monday morning. Hope everybody has a fun and safe weekend, and God bless America. Bye-bye, folks.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.